I'm WUWM's Susan Bentz. Local and state leaders doubled down on messaging Tuesday regarding the coronavirus. COVID-19 cases are increasing in Wisconsin, and health officials say there's no end in sight. It's clear sharing a bleak message is hard on the messengers. Wisconsin Department of Health Services Secretary-designee Andrea Palm shared the latest numbers of confirmed cases in the state, 178,482. She says more than 60% of those cases were diagnosed within the last 2 months.
Our total deaths have now reached 1,633, which means 33 more Wisconsinites have lost their lives to COVID-19 since our last update. And you'll remember back in March and April, we all stayed home to flatten the curve and protect our frontline healthcare workers and hospitals. It's important to understand that we're in a much worse place now than we were in March and April.
Palm reminds Wisconsinites, we know what we need to do in order to fight the spread of the virus.
Stay home, wear a mask, keep 6 feet apart, wash your hands.
And it's important to think of the protective measures as having several layers. So wearing a mask is one layer. Keeping distance from others is a second layer.
Dr. Ben Weston echoed Palm's message at the Milwaukee County COVID briefing Tuesday. Weston is Director of Medical Services with the Office of Emergency Management. He says Milwaukee is not immune from disturbing COVID trends, with positive test rates consistently above 10% and more of those patients landing in hospitals. Weston urges residents to layer up their personal protective measures when coming into contact with other people.
Being outdoors is another layer, and shortening the time that you're around others is yet an additional layer. And each of these layers is key, and they add upon one another to increase our safety. Using one layer in isolation becomes far less effective. So wearing masks is important, but if you do it while gathering indoors for long periods, it's not a safe situation.
Public Health Officer Ann Christensen coordinates services for the seven communities just north of Milwaukee. She says health departments throughout the state are trying to help COVID patients get better without needing hospital care.
One of the things that our case managers do, they are in touch with people who have COVID on a day-to-day basis, either through a phone call, a text message, or even an electronic reporting system where people report their signs and symptoms to those case managers through the duration of their isolation period.
Christensen says public health staffs and resources are being stretched thin. She says health departments will need financial support to continue COVID services into 2021. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.